The United States Department of Education plays an instrumental role in agricultural education. Our next speaker truly understands the value of the agriculture industry to our nation's youth. Nominated as the first Assistant Secretary for Vocational and Adult Education by President Barack Obama on July 14, 2009, she was confirmed by the United States Senate and began her official duties on October 13, 2009. She leads the department's efforts in correctional, adult, career, and technical education, as well as efforts supporting community colleges. Please help me welcome Assistant Secretary for Vocational and Adult Education, Brenda Dan-Mezier.
Thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. But that was just such a beautiful ceremony. Please, let's give another round of applause. That was so moving. I'm honored to have the opportunity to briefly address the second session of the 84th National FFA Convention. It is truly a magnificent sight to behold, to look out onto the sea of blue jackets. You are an impressive group. I bring you greetings from President Barack Obama and my boss, Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan. Secretary Duncan has made it clear that the work of the Office of Vocational and Adult Education, including our work to transform career and technical education, is a priority of the United States Department of Education. His support for our work is unprecedented, and I'm grateful to him for recognizing the vital role all of us play in advancing education, employability, and success millions of Americans. Before I formally begin my remarks, I want to acknowledge and thank the impressive list of partners present today. We have national FFA officers and leadership from all across the country, along with some of our nation's best and brightest students. A truly noteworthy mix of talent in this auditorium, but honestly, I have to confess, it is our students who really stand out. Let me take a moment to thank Dr. Dwight Armstrong, CEO of the National FFA Organization, for coordinating my participation here today, but more importantly, for his extraordinary leadership. I also want to recognize Rob Cooper, Executive Director of the National FFA Organization, Melody Alford, Chair of the National FFA Foundation Sponsors Board, and two of my colleagues, Dr. Sharon Miller, Director of the Division of Academic and Technical Education, and Dr. Steve Brown, of course you know him as your National FFA Advisor, and to all the National FFA officers and students in attendance here today. Absolutely. Those of us in education realize that these are challenging times, but we also strongly believe that a quality education is the key to building a strong economic future. Ensuring that all of our youth are college and career ready is one of our top priorities at the Department of Education. That's why Secretary Duncan was excited to meet many students actively engaged in their education and well prepared for college and careers when he attended last year's convention. Your legacy is a rich one. Founded in 1928, the National FFA Organization has grown and evolved to accommodate the needs of diverse students nationwide. In every classroom, every day, your teachers prepare students for more than 300 careers in the science, business, and technology of agriculture by developing personal character and professional workplace skills. I want to commend the National FFA Organization on achieving an all-time record high membership of over 540,000 members. You added more than 17,000 members this year and 106 new FFA chapters in 1 year. Congratulations. Today, FFA members live in rural, urban, and suburban communities, and 10 of the 15 largest U.S. cities have FFA chapters, including New York, Chicago, and Philadelphia. All of us in the department are proud of this accomplishment and take it as a sign of positive growth for career and technical education. I want to also commend the National FFA for your community service efforts. It was exciting to learn that when your members come to a community such as Indianapolis, that you give back through the National Days of Service program. It is inspiring to see the engagement of more than 1,000 FFA members volunteering at a dozen sites around the community, helping to feed the hungry and generally just making the city a better place to live. I'm also aware that in Washington, D.C. this past summer, FFA members attending the Washington Leadership Conference provided volunteer services to homeless shelters, food banks, Habitat for Humanity, animal shelters, educational centers, and community gardens. Your organization contributed over $85,000 worth of labor, which is the equivalent of 3 full-time workers donating an entire year of work to better our community. Those 2,500 WLC students also helped collect over 9.5 tons of produce from fields and packaged over 100,000 meals that were sent overseas to feed the hungry. All of us, learn from your efforts, and I want to express my personal thanks for your commitment to living to serve. Earlier this morning, I had an opportunity to see the National FFA Career Development Events in progress. It was clear that FFA is doing its part to advance the development of applied knowledge, mastery of complex concepts, and college and career-ready technical skills in its student members. The powerful integration of academic, technical, career, and leadership helps all of you, all of our young people, become productive and involved citizens. The Department of Education values career and technical education student organizations such as FFA because you play an important role in transforming career and technical education in our nation. Today, in our globally competitive knowledge-based economy, all students must have the knowledge and career skills employers need from day one, including critical thinking and problem-solving skills, effective communication skills, and the ability to work collaboratively. All U.S. students also need a strong foundation of knowledge in the STEM disciplines, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, because it is vital to the future of America's productivity, innovation, and capacity to compete with the increasingly well-educated nations of the world in the years and decades to come. Our vision for career and technical education is committed to increasing innovation, rigor, and results. We want to ensure that CTE provides multiple pathways that lead to prosperity. CTE can no longer simply be about earning a diploma and landing a job after high school. The goal of CTE should be to ensure that students earn a post-secondary credential or an industry-recognized certificate and land a job that leads to a successful career. The value we place on career and technical education student organizations like FFA reflect our shared vision for providing students with curricula that prepare them for college and careers. FFA members, you are helping to develop a stronger pipeline of workers for the new knowledge-based economy. If I could have the house lights up for a moment, please. I would like all the agricultural teachers and all the other teachers in the audience, school counselors, school administrators, and CTE directors to please stand at this time and remain standing for just a moment. Please stand. The FFA motto, learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, living to serve, is a model for all of career and technical education. There are over 12,000 agricultural education teachers who live to serve every student in every classroom every day. Please join me in thanking these public servants for making a positive difference in your lives. Thank you. Please be seated. In order to replace the outstanding individuals we just recognized, we need to continue to build a pipeline of highly qualified, well-trained teachers across the country. March 15th, 2012 will be the third annual National Teach Agricultural Day and Agriculture Day, and I encourage you and your peers to consider a rewarding career in teaching. In closing, your convention theme of I Believe clearly suggests we have a once-in-a-lifetime chance to create real change and expand educational opportunities for every learner in America. But this change will not occur without commitment and bold action from each one of you. Today, I wanted to share with you my sense of dedication, possibility, and urgency, as well as my appreciation for your many accomplishments. You are the future of this nation. Together, we can usher in a new era of American innovation, growth, and prosperity. Thank you, and best wishes to each and every one of you.